Looking forward to a wonderful program coming up Friday and Saturday at Lafayette Ballroom with Lafayette Ballet and their director, Sandra Petticola, is here. Hello.
How wonderful to be here.
I always look forward to the spring after the thaw, after the lovely Tchaikovsky that we enjoy in January. You always come up with some really great creative programs, and I know the kids enjoy and the young artists enjoy performing them. This time you have music by Rick Soash and Adolphe Adam, some lovely music. How did you end up with this program?
Well, we decided on Giselle as for its length, its cast, and also the abilities of our core and what would actually develop our dancers in a really good manner.
And I love that idea that a very traditional, very, you know, beautiful score mixed with something brand new.
Brand new.
Yeah, and I guess you heard Rick's music here on the station. Is that correct?
I did. I was between Nutcracker performances on the road on 26 West, and I just heard this music, and I said, okay, I have to get back to this. And then one of those horrible snowed-out Saturdays, I contacted Rick, and it has been a joy to develop this and to work with his music.
What do you say? What do you do to encourage someone that's never been to a ballet performance? What would you say to them to get them to come out Friday or Saturday?
I think that the visual images paired with the music are something that we really don't find in our society of little pieces of this and that. There is an atmosphere in the ballroom that is very surround dance, I call it. It is very engaging. And I find that I can give a 35, 40 minute work and people are hooked the whole time. It's wonderful. And it's a way of looking at art that most people do not.
I'm curious, something like Adam that, you know, has, you know, such great historical significance and putting together, it's important for the, you know, young people to learn that. And it's probably just as creative to learn something brand new from a new composer.
My students are actually very spoiled as they get a lot of custom-made choreography for them. But this is the first time that we have had music from a living composer who could actually, you know, comment on it. It's very exciting.
Yeah. Sandra Petticola is my guest, and the performances are coming up Friday night at 7:30, Saturday night at 7:30 there on North 6th Street at the Lafayette Ballet Ballroom. These sort of productions, there are costumes, and you're in that space that has to be fun to work with the kids.
It's very intimate as far as both the creation and the audience reaction. So when you go to a Giselle in a large proscenium theater, you have this atmosphere. You have the dreamy, very mystical look and these wonderful sets and most often a lot of artificial fog and, you know, but you're not right there with the dancers. And so what's interesting, I have taken the opportunity to sit different places in the ballroom and view what is traditionally a proscenium viewpoint from the side over top of kneeling Willis, who is holding the side scene. And it's a really magical view to have this dual perspective.
I'm also curious about mixing the very classic and ancient mythology with new music. And how did you come about to take Mount Olympus and pair with Rick Soash?
Well, my original idea was to take the traditional Greek myths and make them more 21st century. But the more I worked with the dancers and the movement, the more I went back to the early 20th century ballet russe view of antiquity and those wonderful movements that were absolutely mind-boggling then because they were so out of the repertory, but that suited better for developing the characters. And also, Rick's music has a lot of classical romantic references in it, as well as the humor.
LafayetteBallet.org, more information. We'll have links at WBAA.org and, of course, on Facebook and Instagram and all those places.
And it's free of charge.
Yeah, it's easy. It's, you know, it's
yeah,
not hard.
We prefer reservations so that we know how many people are coming, make sure we can seat you, but please come.
Yeah, well, it's great to see you, and toi toi.
Merci.